Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, everybody? It's the Love and Hip Hop After Show. We're here to talk about this after show. And I just want to know, do you want a nut if you buck? Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV super fan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah, we nuck it and buck it and ready to fight. I read that I'm a third of things, I'm ready to test it this one. I mean, I ain't nothing nice.
No, can we?
That's all I got for you.
That's all you got.
Hi, before we start the show, first let's give an honor to God.
The head of my life. Lord and Savior. What's up, everybody? Yeah, you're in the right place. You know what it is. Ratchet Monday.
Ratchet Monday.
We in here talking about love and the hip hop. All day, every day. I'm your host, Lim Gonzalez. You can find me always at the Poet Saint. Next to me is my main man, Jimmy V.
Hey, Jimmy V, at B Ron Dad, Twitter, Instagram, hit the blog, B Ron Dad, that blog spot.
Are we rapping? We rapping?
Hey. Hey, hey, bring it in. Double dutch.
Follow me on Twitter, Instagram. It's the light.
Hey, it's the light. There you go.
It's the light.
Hey.
Wait, what? Trinita, what you got?
What's up, you guys?
What's up, you guys?
You can follow me on Twitter. Hey. Your girl, Trinay.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you get yours out?
It was somewhere mumbled in the rap.
We in the mumble rap era, so I got
my Muslim swag on today.
You know what I'm saying?
For the Muslim band.
Yeah.
My brothers and sisters out Sudan. I see y'all.
Yeah. See them all day. So, shout out to our engineer who knew this song before we played it.
Yeah.
There it is.
This is worldwide.
They're knocking and bucking all over the place.
And for you millennials out there, Juju on the beat.
All those Juju on the beat,
Juju on the beat. Speaking of Juju, she was
speaking
on one.
Speaking of Juju.
I like that.
She was on one. She brought her Trapper Keeper with her with her book report.
She brought her book report.
She read our book report.
Y'all was thinking the same thing.
Yo, when you were in college, like, though, like
book report,
dude,
it looked like a manual book. Okay?
Yo, son, I remember doing book reports, and you had the like letterhead with the in the little freaking film thing
or
with the folder.
You get in trouble, right?
Yes, and you had to turn it in with that. Like some teachers, like, and I'm like, well, she came here. It's like, oh, I got a couple of chapters of my book. No, that's a pamphlet.
She spent a lot of money on those materials. All right,
yeah.
When she brought it out, it looks like
$2.95.
Is this network marketing? What is going on?
Exactly.
Yeah, I was just I was through that. But we'll table that for a second. Let's start. Let's start with Papoose.
We
know what happened last episode
that we opened up to, by the way, so looking forward to hearing that. If it's
I'm telling you, man, I hope, I mean, this is foreshadowing of what he's putting in, because I'm ready to see some music from him and what he was working on, whatever that was. Sorry, my man.
almost spit over everywhere. That would have been bad, but okay.
Sorry. But it was dope. It was dope. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. What do y'all think?
I related to him 100% because I'm a type of person, especially if I'm going through something, I don't like to talk about it. I get lost in my work, you right. know? So
I was about to say, you had a baby.
Picked up. Picked up. Nah. No. I definitely am going to piggyback off of that, you know?
Yeah.
I love working hard, especially when I'm upset.
Wait, what? What? But, what?
No, I'm just kidding. No, but seriously, that was real. That was real stuff. Because...
Yo, Trinae was about to cry. I don't know if y'all peeped that. Like, I was looking at Trinae the whole time. Yeah. She was about to cry.
She was feeling it. She was feeling it.
It was touching my heart, especially because it's like, that's the rap game. That's not really reality.
Right. Yeah.
So it's like, you could escape from reality.
Sure.
And you can get into just like creating your own thing with that, and then you got to get out of that. You got to get out of the studio. You got to get off the video shoot, mm-hmm. and then you got to go back to real life. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah,
I thought it was dope that he, you know, his daughter was there, who we've seen before, his mom, who we've seen for the first time, and obviously you could tell that they care about him and his well being. And he does seem like the kind of guy that's like, oh, I'm just gonna keep it in. I'm not gonna trouble anybody with my emotions. I'm gonna handle this. You know, I'm a man. Yeah. And there's sometimes that you really gotta step back and you gotta talk about it and you gotta talk through it, because otherwise it's gonna eat at you and cause further discomfort, you know, in your life. I was feeling it when he was talking to his woman, Remy, and she said, "I can't imagine being whole again." Like, yeah. That's huge, man. Yeah. That's huge. Yeah. I mean, and she knows, it's almost like, you know, he's wanted this baby and said ever
from
since
jump.
That from jump, ever since they got together, he's been wanting her to have a child with her. And then she knows that. So it's almost like I like how he said, don't beat yourself. Please just let me know that you're not blaming yourself.
Yeah.
And I think that was huge for him to say that to her and her to hear that from her man, because it's easy to be like, oh, man, I couldn't do it. And I'm not, you know, a whole person. I mean, just like she's saying.
They need to keep trying. If they keep trying, you know, there's a lot of, you know, situations that occur where you lose out on something, but then you gain something, you know, again. Mm-hmm. Just keep trying, be persistent, be consistent, and, you know, it'll be a miracle. I think that that's what's going to happen for them. They're going to end up, you know, we're going to hear that they are pregnant again.
Right.
So I just think that this was great because it's, you know, we can humanize when watching this show.
Right, right. That's some real
I want them to know, get it in, mm-hmm. Get it in some more, and it'll
get your soldiers right.
Well, wasn't it was one of the viewers that was in the live chat last week that said she her mother had that same type of ectopic pregnancy, but then afterwards she had her and was good and she's cool. So it is, you know, she definitely is possible. And so I do hope at this moment that they are trying and maybe we'll hear something. And shout out, because I do have some news and gossip later, which I will be breaking down.
Cliffhanger.
Yeah, cliffhanger. It's ratchet news, but still, it's news and gossip nonetheless.
They need a trip, though. They should have been.
They should have. Yeah,
they should have been on the one.
They should have been. They need something to just like get away from New York.
The ones who actually
are going through stuff.
I'm not going to say
to get away.
It's okay.
No, I agree. I hope, and maybe they will. Maybe we'll see that, you know, in the new future. Mm. Looks like they got a budget because they sending everybody else to Mexico.
Apparently.
So yeah. So we'll see. Let's get in. Speaking of Mexico, so we see. Just starts off with Juju, Jay, and Kimbella, right? Mm-hmm. They're in Cancun. Turn it up. Juju got, you know, her book report with her. And all of a sudden, Yandy and Bianca just miraculously show up.
Vixie. Oh. Yeah. I need that.
I remember that actually. Wow.
Yeah,
they were on one tonight.
For real. They just miraculously show up at the same place at the same time. Mm-hmm. It's just funny how this works. Like, what? You're here?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you know how you bump into people at the grocery store.
Right.
It's the same kind of thing.
Bump into people in Mexico.
Right. Yeah. At the same resort.
It happens all the time.
All the time.
We all at the Pacific. At the pyramid.
Real quick drop. Yeah.
What did she say? The pyramid.
She's like, we at the pyramid. We got our drinks. And then she had the nerve to walk up with Bianca. What is she doing here? You bring work to the trip?
You bring work?
You bring work to the trip? It's a
person. Who would bring work to the trip? I mean, we got the book report, but who would bring work to a trip? Who would do that?
Oh my gosh, that was hilarious. And Kimbella, as we've seen in previous episodes, and we saw it three times, I think, this episode, she's still on Yandy's head about Jules' business.
She's tripping.
She's so selfish.
And it's like, yo, son, okay, again, Yandy, I'm, you know, the stock, we've said it's plummeted. Dow Jones is down. 2008, right,
baby.
Dow Jones is bad. But at the end of the day, I always will commend her being like, yo, this is my client. I'm not going to divulge that information. If you want that information, you get it from him. That's your man.
Mm-hmm.
But Yandy is, I mean, excuse me, Kimbella is just not letting it go. And she confronts her again. And then, you know, Yandy's not backing down. And Kimbella's still on her. Like, what do you think about that?
I think it's absolutely, positively some bullshit. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
She got to let it go. Once again, if you need any information, go to your man. Stop right. talking mm. to the manager when she's not managing you.
Mm. Well, shout out to Love and Hip Hop for the flashback scenes, you know?
Oh, yeah.
We were digging that.
It up on it. Yeah.
Loving it. Loving the production. Yeah. They got a new producer. They got a new videographer, someone. Because, you know, it told a story about that he said, she said type of stuff.
I totally forgot
because
about it.
It like flipped. She's like, well, Juju was the one that told me, well, no, Joel's actually, and then it like switched. So it like backs it up.
Right.
But it was, it was selfish. I feel like Kimbella has a lot of growing up to do. She was selfish for saying, oh, you know, Joelle's is back home with the kids. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of like she's the one that's saying that Yandy's self-centered, but in the way she's also self-centered too.
She's doing the same thing.
Because how rude is that? You come to the trip and
another episode.
And that's what you do. It's almost like if we were together and I'm like, man, I need to find some, instead of talking to my girl, I'm gonna go to her job. Hey, how's she working? Like, you know, like your boss is gonna be like, are you okay? Like, do you need a mitt? Like, what? Get out of here.
You probably wouldn't even make it past security, bro.
Really? So it's, I mean, it's bait, and I think she feels obligated because Yandy is her friend, and so she's like, well, if Yandy's my friend, then I should be able to ask this information about my man.
You know what? I think she's so used to being Joelle Santana girlfriend. Like, she used that card over and over and over. Like, yo, I'm the wife of the Joelle Santana of Dipset. You need to tell me this, blah, blah, blah. Engineer, what is popping?
Oh, he's bringing up the live chat.
Okay.
You just saw some pictures. Like, what is going on? Live chat.
Yeah,
I mean, I think she needs to stop. And, you know, they had a moment, a breakthrough, if you will. I don't know if it's a true breakthrough because I think this is the fifth crying scene between the two of them. But, you know, she's at it again, you know, while they're on the beach. This is before the twerk session happened, right? It was right before they all came. Right.
Yeah.
So right before the twerk session, there was a somber moment where they both, you know, were talking again. Kimbella's mm-hmm. on her head and Yandy's, you know, just she starts to calm down and Kimbella just like, I just need to know. And then she starts crying and Yandy starts crying and they're on the beach. They're finally coming ground. And then
within their souls.
Right, within their souls. Yes. Within the deepness of their shata. Yes. And so like, they find it and then they're whole again. And I'm just like, end scene. Like, really?
It was really just like, I feel like Kimbella was talking to her like her child.
Right.
It was, I feel like that's not how you talk to your friends. Like, I don't care if y'all having beef or not. Like, you need to speak to me like you would want to be spoken to. Like, don't speak to me as like I'm your child or something, because it's just going to keep becoming the same thing. We're going to be here next week. We're going to be crying again. We're not in high school.
Right.
We're adults.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there's...
What high school do they go to?
No, I think there's definitely, and I don't know if it's a play it for the show, but it's definitely like
I'm
friends and then I'm not friends and then I'm friends and then I'm best friends and then I hate you and then it just goes back and forth, back and forth.
Everybody's her sissy.
Right.
Hug me, hug me, hug me, hug me.
And you know, we've seen in previous seasons, all the Love and Hip Hop heads, you know, Kim Bella hasn't had the greatest home life. Like, I remember when her mother was on the show one time and she was having this heart-to-heart talk and was kind of talking about, like, you deserted. I mean, just saying all these things that her mother did that was all bad. And so that's affected her life, you know, in a way. This is pre the surgery. So there was a lot more emotion involved. just saying. But yeah, I mean, she was just talking about her life.
Emotion and, in the and, ocean, if you will.
Right. And so maybe that's why she's so, I don't know, not trusting, because she doesn't trust Jules.
Clearly.
Even, you know, even though he's in the basement. He's at home. I mean, he's in the basement, but he's at home. Shout out, though. That was a dope scene with his kids.
It was.
That was fresh. The daddy daycare scene. The daddy daycare scene was dope.
That was cool.
That was cool. I was with that. I liked that. I liked that. The kids, and he brushing the teeth with them and everything.
Even though that was very overproduced. Of course. Was cute.
Yeah.
It was cute.
When
it was
y'all like, seen his face, though? When he first stepped in, he was.
Oh yeah, that was funny. And they, again, another overproduced scene. But
we got to the basement.
Am I done here? Okay, cool. I gotta go back to the studio. The nanny, come in.
Oh, exactly.
You're back on duty now. I did my shot. No, I mean it was a dope scene, but I think she does need to trust more. And I think she doesn't trust him. So therefore now it's Yandy's like, well, I'm not telling his business. So now she doesn't trust her. And she's like, I just want to know, because she feels like she's been played before several times by her man, other people. And she, you know, she just wants to know.
I just want to know.
I
just had the flashback. Hey, if you're playing me, keep it on the low. Because my heart can't take it anymore.
Bring it down now. Bring it down now.
If you're playing me, you don't want it though.
He had the smallest mustache ever.
Oh, baby.
Remember his mustache?
I just want to know.
Mario won it.
He did the smallest. Oh, baby. Like, it was like a flick. It was like an eyelash.
Why the every 2000 music video name is always in a car?
Always. He was at the piano and he had the projector going in the
back. Yes. No, that's true.
With the big oversized silver tank. Like, man. Yeah, or then that you have to sit down and then you have the hand over the. Oh, I can't do it. I got a hat on. Put your hand over the head like this and you're like in anguish. You're just like feeling it and you're like sitting at the door. All of them did it. Marlon White, Carl Thomas was good at that.
Oh,
Carl Thomas was a G at that. Cisco did it. Incomplete.
No,
let's not go to that Cisco yet. The thong song Cisco we're talking about, all right? That thong to thong thong thong.
Yeah, really.
Thong to thong thong.
But yeah, I think Kim Bella needs, hopefully, I don't think so, but hopefully maybe they're turned on leaf as far as her and Yandy asking this information. Hopefully. I don't think so. I think it'll come back, but, you know, we can hope, and that's kind of what we can do. I want to talk a little bit about the creep. Creep Squad.
Creep
Squad. Creep Squad. Creep Squad. Creep Squad.
Yeah, so we see Snoop, who's like an honorary member. Like, I'm just trying to figure out. Like, because she's around a lot.
According to Snoop.
Because I was invited for the day. They said they was going to be cooking fries and chips.
I just got out of my own relationship problem. I really can't be taking on other people's problems. I'm just here to drink, you know what I'm saying?
I can't with y'all.
Yeah, these fools, you know, I'm more of a classic creep.
I can't. Snoop, Rich, and Guns and Self are all meeting up to play pool. Of course, Cisco is not there. Because it's not his turn to be on scene yet. Because they're talking about it. And so, you know, discussion. And basically, it's down. Everyone's made amends. Well, Rich and Guns has made amends. Self is still like, I don't fool with him. So they're trying to convince him to allow him back into the creep squad. I don't know why I'm saying this like this, but it's so hilarious. He wants to go back and be fellowshipped back in.
He wants to be the down school. With
okay.
the brother.
Okay.
He's friend. Down the brother.
His friend.
And my brother's keeper. Tell me.
That's the subreddit.
Play nice, guys.
Yeah. So friends. They're trying to convince self, you know, and he needs to make amends. So they end up meeting up. And so we see self, right? He's up to something. And so we see him drawing on Cisco's car.
With a fucking crayon.
Right, right.
That was childish.
And it's supposed to appear like spray paint. So, of course, on cue, we see Cisco coming out of the club with, who's he with? He was with Guns, and he's got Rich with him.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he's like, what? Just like that, what? And then, Self is just there grinning, like, oh. Gwyneth taken.
That would be Gwynning. He's there, Gwynning.
Gwynning. Gwynning, what did he say? Keep it Gwyneth or take it.
Take it. give it.
And Gwyneth take it away. What? First of all, what did he give? I don't understand.
I don't know.
But anyway, so of course.
Nobody ever knows.
Yeah, Cisco in slow motion lunges at him. Right, he has niggas jacking off first.
Hold on. Hold me back, son.
But wait. But I feel like everybody was laughing at that. Like, it ruined it because it's like, it was so not authentic. Because he's in slow motion trying to get him. You have even the security's like laughing. He's like, is it time to go? Oh, okay. Let me see.
Did you see that?
Like, he was like,
he's not really moving.
Tell me when to go.
But really, like, it was just like, and they were holding back. They were holding back and they were like laughing. And I'm like, come on, guys, at least make it seem real, you know? And then, and then Self is like, wait. It's not.
It comes off.
And then he's like, oh man. I got punked. Oh man.
Y'all got me.
Come on, hands me up. But wait. When he started, he turned into Bishop Cisco. Because he was like, he went to Sunday school on him. And he's like, am I my brother's keeper?
Am I my brother's keeper?
And they were like, I didn't go to Sunday school. And he's like, yes, you are. Oh, yeah. Am I my brother's keeper? And he was so hype.
He was happy to say that.
Like, he was like, so, like, it just, he was welcomed in. He was welcomed in. Right. He was
so welcome. I got the pink score back. No more lonely nights.
Yes. No more lonely nights. So fucking stupid. No, but he really was super, super excited.
Yeah.
And a part of me was like, oh, he's back.
He's reunited.
No, not just a little part.
It feels so good.
Just a little. Just seeking everything.
it's a musical episode.
Right. But a little part of me was kind of happy for him because
episode was dumb as shit, son. This whole fucking episode was stupid as fuck, okay? Let's put it out there. Only good thing was the Papoose thing and the Jewels thing. That was it. Everything else was dumb. And we saw episode before. All this shit was stupid.
Wait. What about Mariah Lynn?
It was stupid.
She looked like a ghetto.
It was stupid. She looked stupid.
I mean, that was Mariah the Lynn thing with the green wig.
And she then, was like,
she looked like a convict. What is that?
I'm done.
I'm walking out.
She was like, I know I'm bomb. Blue eyes, matching the blue wig. It was a bitch man in heaven.
Y'all too much tonight.
Yo, when she came up though, and just like knew she was popping with the blue wig, and then when she jumped in, or she didn't jump in, she got thrown in.
She pushed in Bianca.
Right. She took her in, and then the wig came off, and then
what did Cardi say?
She said, what's my
portable tonight? look like a damn prisoner.
That was hilarious.
It's like the episode of Home Alone when he jumps in the pool and his shorts fall off.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that was, I was just bringing that back because I thought that was hilarious. But no, I mean, it's much of the same. It's much of the same.
Especially them the thing that bothered me the most is them hanging out in Mexico.
Right.
Like, this would not happen. And then you tried to pass it off like, oh, well, hey, we're buddies. Let's go to Mexico together. Right.
Y'all don't even hang out together.
I'm going to bring I'm going to go on vacation to do work.
Right. Nobody does that.
Right.
Well, I mean, so the scene where, what'd you guys think? I'm going to hear the same thing, but just bringing it up. What about the scene when we see Yandy? She gets a little upset at Miss Bianca because she's turning up and she should be working.
Oh,
and
she's drunk on the
phone. Because you don't go on vacation to turn up. Her career and her life.
Field trip supervisor? Right. Field trip supervisor? That's what you're talking about?
She said, I know what's best for her career and her life. Me and Trinae both looked at each other like, bitch, what did you just say?
You need to get your own life together.
Right. I think that she's doing way too much.
She was doing too much.
Like,
she was doing
too much. You're not my mom. Last thing I checked. I'm not on tour. I'm not doing... Until you can get me on tour and get me in the studio and get me a future with Joel Santana or, you know, someone higher maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
Then I'll do work. But right now, I'm in Mexico turning up.
Right.
And you... This is hella weird. Like...
I mean, but she...
You came here to work.
Bianca started crying, though. Right. Do you accept her crying and feeling like that she needed that?
I think she did that just to get Yandy off her back. Like, it's like one of those situations where
Well,
you want to get somebody off your back, so you come up with a reason to why they should
Oh, God.
I did that to an ex-girlfriend of mine.
Yeah, like, let me get the tears working.
And then it's like, okay, she gets it. And then she leaves, and then she's better now. Or basically, she's not in her face anymore.
And then I didn't like the fact that the next day, they all come to the table, and she's like, did you wake up in a good space this morning? Like, why are you bringing up the conversation we had separately in front of everybody? That's where you messed up. You need to stop doing that.
When later on in the episode, too, she got mad at Juju for supposedly writing about a story she told her.
Right.
But why does she feel like she needed to bring that up in front of everybody?
Well, I think with Yandy and what we're seeing now, that she's a principal character in this malarkey.
This is how we break down ghetto hood bitches.
Right. Is that I feel like...
let's break it down.
When you look at her situation with the baby mamas, right? And you look at her, the situation with, you know, Bianca. And you look at her with Kimbella. And you look at her with now Juju. I think she really is self-centered. I think at the end of the day, and even though it seems like, oh, I'm about my business and I'm about... No. You're about yourself. Mm. And even when it comes down to the kids and everything, it's still about her. And it's what she thinks and what she feels and what she believes should happen. And so I feel like this is a prime example. And I kind of liked, even though I don't know if it was a true check, but when, the Little Mermaid, basically when they all came, the Ratchet Millennials came, you know, and joined the older crowd.
The Ratchet Millennials came and joined Blanche and the rest of the Golden Girls.
Right. So they all sat around the like little nasty table that's the family reunions, right, on the beach. And, you know, she was just like, you know, Mariah Lynn was like, you know, we felt you were scolding us, you know, da-da-da-da. And shout out to Cardi B, because I really think she should have said more. I really think she would have been... She was there, but she wasn't Cardi B, you know. I wish she was more Cardi B. But anyway, we'll probably get her, and we didn't get that part. But we see her, and then, you know, Yandy has her little, you know... tied in a bow response. Well, you know, I was da 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 and da 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 da. Okay, twerk off, and then it gets ratchet again. Right,
that's the end of it.
Right, now we're best.
And that's how you end
twerking that scene
with a twerk off session.
Right. Finally, on that the Juju situation, which you had brought up earlier. It's another thing with her and this self-centered thing. How are you going to... And I really thought when she first brought it up, we saw it in the package, right? First brought it up that she actually used her and like said her name and all this kind of stuff. No, it was a character in her...
That nobody would have known.
In her book report, in the bibliography side, that she was talking about. And it was like not even Yandy's name. And Yandy just assumed that it was like, oh, it was about her. Like, that's crazy to me. That's really crazy.
Because that was... Okay, so I got lost at that part. Mm-hmm. I was kind of in and out paying attention. Anyway, was it like specific details like, I opened the door at 12 o'clock and they were there at the Barney's Bakery or whatever. Like, was it specific details that says, okay, this was Yandy's story
the way, you know what I'm saying? the way they were showing it, and they were going back and forth with what happened. So she was telling about the baby mamas and Mendices, and how they were trying to get her. Remember, like, there was the spy or whatever, Instagram. The one chick, right?
Yeah.
And all this stuff, the fake
making
account.
Up a fake account, yeah.
And so supposedly that was her story that the girls did to her. So, and she told this to Juju, and then Juju made a similar type story, did not use her name. And what we saw, it was just, it could be about anybody. And she even said, and this is my thing, if Yandy is asking her, or she's kind of confronting her, but if she's asking her, like, hey, it's about me, and she says no, and that's your girl, then squash it. But Yandy was like, no, it's about me. And she's like, it's not. It could be about her. It could be about her. We've all been there. And then we see Jay kind of rail up and like, yeah, I've been to the situation too. Like, stop it. Stop it.
Jay had it.
Yeah,
stop it. Lines the whole episode.
She's like, I need to talk more. But yeah, but it was like, everybody could have been that. And so, and she's like, no, I didn't write about you. Oh, yes, you did. And the whole thing, and that's why Juju was like, I'm out then. Like, if you're not going to believe me or trust me and I'm your girl or we're girls,
then why are we talking?
Then what's the problem? And I respect her for that, because my thing is, if you confront me about something, I'm like, nope, it's not true. And we're friends, like we're peoples, then you should take that.
Yeah.
And, but again, it goes to the Yandy curse that she thinks is about her, and I think it's going to continue getting her in trouble.
She was... that was so weird. Like, this is obviously about me. Mm-hmm. And, like, Juju was like, yes, chapter 5, yes, girl. But when she was telling, you know, when they went to the flashback.
Right, right.
And the gym, in her mind, I visioned her saying, like, yes, yes, girl, chapter 5.
Tell me more.
Yes.
And then what happened?
Right. And then, but no, that's not what happened. It's just her, you know, being in her mind, her being insecure and thinking, oh, my life isn't as great as I've put it up to be.
Mm-hmm.
So she's obviously talking about me.
Right.
When, no.
And the thing and even if it was, which I don't believe it was, but even if it was, it's not her name. It's not, no one knows that story. So why would you think that, oh, like, this is going to, like, ruin my career or ruin me as a person or whatever? Mm-hmm. Like, come on, son. And what is this, it's supposed to be a self-help book? What is, what book?
I don't even know what type of book.
An advice?
Advice.
All I know is someone was prepared for 45 minutes to do something in the shower. That's all I know.
Yeah.
And then she shaved her cha-cha for 45 minutes.
But they were getting ready.
Wait, what?
That's all I got.
But, that's terrible.
Fucking stupid.
All I know is that she looked so dumb when she said, it wasn't about me, and then looked at her like, girl, bye.
Everybody, even Kimbella was like, no, I think you're stretching it. Like, everybody was like, nah, you're tripping.
What? No,
like, no one was on her side. Like, that really is crazy. That really is crazy. I think, I don't know. And it's not going to stop, because we saw, you know, previous to next episode, she gets into it with Samantha, and it's just, like, ongoing.
Is this even a vacation?
Yeah.
It didn't seem like it.
It did not look like
it. Aside from the wonderful outfit.
So many tears and arguments.
Everyone looked great. Everyone looked good. Everyone looked, you know.
Under the sea.
Lots of color and lots of hairdos and things like that.
Everybody had a wig on. Everybody had a wig on.
Lots of makeup.
Different
lots
wigs.
Of highlights. Right. I learned what highlights were this weekend.
Highlights. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we'll see if it changes. I don't know if it's because her man is like, I don't know, like, because she wasn't, I feel like she wasn't like this.
My thing is, all this drama, why don't we leave that in New York? We came to Mexico, we came to turn up, we came to chill
out
on
work.
The beach.
Right. Well, we came to work. We came to write songs and do book reports.
Right.
It's not fun time. What the fuck, guys?
I don't know. But let's get into some quotables real quick, and then I got my news and gossip. Oh, no. Let's do news and gossip first. Let's do that.
Let's hear news and gossip. AfterBuzz TV News.
Yeah. All right. So,
is it that Cisco apologized?
Yeah, right. No. So I'm on the Snapchats, and I follow Sin Santana. We remember Sin from previous, right?
Sin with the titties. Yes, I do.
Okay. No, she's beautiful. She's beautiful. She used to be with Erica. She came in and was Erica's girl. Right, right. Mm-hmm. So, wait, you knew that already?
Come on, son.
Yeah, Joe Budden.
Was that the news? I just ruined it.
Yo, you burst my news bubble, son.
He was so proud. I really thought it was
something. I know, he prefaced it mad early.
Wow.
Then he like, we had the special effects come in. Yo, you killed it for him. God damn.
Killed his moment. But the real news is we saw LA sightings. You guys saw Peter Guns with who last week?
Yes.
Oh, right.
What
right,
was
right,
that?
Right.
Yeah. Add on to the news.
Right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the save, Janae. Thank you for the save. The real news. That was a fake news.
I'm going to watch this back. We're on the same team. Are you your brother's keeper?
Absolutely not. Okay. No. All right. So, and I feel like we got a little preface of this too. Yeah. But so we had the New Edition release party that happened recently here in LA. And so I was scrolling through the gram and I saw one of my homeboys who's a producer and he has some pictures with BBD. And also I noticed that Mr. Guns was sighted with Amina Butterfly. Exactly. And as we see, you know, he's just going to keep telling my news.
I know, right?
Keep telling my news.
Butterfly.
I'm
going to
just get
out. Take the rest of the night off.
It's all good.
Take the rest of the night off. You're done.
Anyway.
This is now the Jimmy V Show. Right, ladies and gentlemen, right. Thanks for watching.
But of course, you know, we saw him with Tara prior. And in the show, he's like, oh, Tara, which he's done before. But it seemed like it was for real this time. Lo and behold, he's not with Tara no more. He is with Amina, and they were cozied up. And so, yeah, there it is.
At the New Edition.
At the New Edition release.
That's my song.
Right.
Things my life are just starting to look up. All
right. So anyway, that's news and gossip. Let's get into predictions. Let's do it. Boom. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
That's going to be part of predictions.
Okay.
Okay, so with your predictions, give your quotables first and then go into your prediction. So we'll start with you, Brother Boo Boo.
My quotable for tonight comes from Bianca, and she says, and I state,
let's get into character.
I want you to say, I'm not friends with Sky anymore.
She made her repeat that over
and
over.
I want you to say it.
Okay, gosh.
Thank you.
Oh, that's great. Any predictions?
Predictions? No. We're going to say the same. What are we predicting? We've seen the same episode this whole fucking season. What is that to predict?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Today.
What you expect Yanny to write? Song in the club? Is that what you expect?
Oh, man.
Cardi B with the quote.
Cardi B. Any predictions?
Love Cardi B. She's amazing.
You know, next week is going to be interesting. It looks like... Hennessy is going to get some sisterly advice from Cardi
B. Yeah, I can't wait for that.
And, yes. It must feel so, like, embarrassing for Tara. Like, every time she thinks she's on the right path with Peter.
Right.
He then goes and he's...
You stole my prediction.
Up with him. He's up with Amina.
Right.
I just think that somebody's going to get pushed off the balcony.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Part of that.
Okay.
So I'm going to shout out to Snoop. The scene from the playing pool. She's like, I'm a creep, but this is some low budget creep type shit. So apparently she on the Bad and Bougie type creep shit.
I'm a creep, I'm on Bad and Bougie type creep. This is some low budget creeps over here.
I ain't about this non-union type shit over here. Y'all got it at least have crafty onset.
You said some sack Afro creeping.
You got to at least have crafty, all right? But,
craft services creeping.
But my prediction for next week, a whole lot of embarrassment. Either Amina or Tara, one of them is going to get the bad end of this.
Oh, wow.
Because Peter's up to the same shit.
Right.
And it's going to happen again. So...
There it is.
There it is. my quote, I mean, we ran into the ground, but and my brother's keeper. Oh my gosh.
Am I my brother's keeper?
That was the best. Say like, it. I was like, man. I mean, it just warmed my heart to see him so excited to have friends again. but it was great. Do you guys know where that's from, though? That God was speaking to Abel because he had killed, Cain had killed Abel. And so he was like, where's your brother at? And he says, I'm on my brother's keeper.
Oh.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. So Cisco is like on some, he knows the word.
I thought, yeah. I thought he got it from Nino Brown.
Yeah, my brother's keeper,
and then he popped him. I mean, geez.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. He did.
Top of the rooftop from Juice.
No, that was New Jack City.
New Jack City. Oh, girl, right.
What'd you say, Juice?
Forget your name, please.
Okay. One of those
New Jack City. Okay, right, he probably did get it from that. I went way too old.
No, but
I went BC.
Maybe he was watching New Jack City and he opened up his Bible. Maybe. Who knows?
So I got it.
Seems like the type of guy who would do that.
A revelation. I got a revelation. I'll just say this. I'm really curious to see, like you said, who's going to get embarrassed. I think because we now know Peter is with Amina, maybe it's going to go Amina's way and Tar's going to, because it looked like Tar was very defensive and it's like, why do I keep doing this to myself? So I feel like, and I don't know why she does either, because I feel like she's a lot smarter than that, but
it's hard
and
out here, man.
I want to see if Cisco's going to stay in the creep squad. I mean, he might do something to get kicked out again.
It
I don't know.
Weird when she's like, can somebody let me in?
the door. Hold the door for mommy.
When they get the door?
I'll just go reverse. I'll just go reverse and I'll use this hand to push and this hand to pull. Okay.
Oh man. Yeah, but that's definitely gonna be interesting. And then yeah, the advice that Cardi B is going to give to her sister Hennessy. That's going to be interesting as well. I'm curious to see what she's going to say because it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say. But ladies and gentlemen, that has been our show. I want to thank you for tuning in. Thank you for everybody in the live chat.
Shout
we love
out to
you.
The live chat.
Because y'all always keep it real. And yeah, I've been your host, Lim Gonzalez, and you can find me always, even outside of Ratchet Mondays, always, 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 you can find me at The Poet Saint all day, every day. Jimmy V, where you at?
Yeah, it's your boy, Jimmy V. Twitter, Instagram, at Be Your Own Dad. Make sure you check the blog. I'm going to get my little extra 2 cents change in that. BeYourOwnDad.blogspot.com.
Boom.
Hey, guys, you can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at Your Girl Trini.
Khalil Boo Boo on Twitter and Instagram. Holla at me.
No, but for real though, follow me.
For real though, son. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Hit that
real tough.
Right. Yo, Lem just followed me.
I did.
He just followed me. What's good, baby? I'm coming up.
You better do it.
Ladies, slide in his deep.
And shout out to everybody who continued the conversation last week. Y'all were funny. I liked all the comments. Keep commenting.
Even though I don't ever get no love. They always give love to y'all. And they be like, oh my gosh, Janae's so beautiful.
Actually,
oh
you
gosh,
got love in
somebody was just right going.
Yeah,
go
man, just shout you out. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay, what they say? This dude funny looking.
It was actually.
No, she was showing love, actually.
Okay.
What they say? We'll
I'll read it back later. All right, until next week. Thank y'all. Peace.
One love.
Black love.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.